Lynette McKenzie is on a mission to raise the resonance of the listeners, inspire them to heal their wounds, and live their passion. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul, features renowned healers, teachers, and change agents who are leading the way in advanced thought in the areas of sex, spirit, finding your purpose, living your passion, and befriending your body. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul will enliven you, give you hope, expand your mind, and put the sparkle in your eyes. This talk radio show addresses serious issues while remaining lighthearted and fun. Lynette is masterful at combining humor and energy-raising techniques to give listeners an instant energetic boost and a heartfelt smile. If you're ready to open to ecstasy and expand your mind, tune in, tune on, and get live with Lynette. Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time. For more information, go to openingtoecstasy.com or openlivenow.com. And now here's your host, Lynette McKenzie.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Opening to Ecstasy on Transformation Talk Radio. We have a phenomenal guest on the show today, Dan Howard, the founder of the Intentional Resting Method, and he's going to guide us to rest our way to ecstasy. If you're tired, stressed, and exhausted, it's virtually impossible to experience the pleasure of ecstasy. The Intentional Resting Method is a simple tool that can be used to access rest anywhere, anytime in 30 seconds or less while you're awake. This means, this method, it's a new revolutionary approach to resting that can gently open an energetic doorway to living a life of inner peace, joy, and ecstasy. And I want to just give a quick apology at the end of the last show. I was in the wrong month and announced that the Green Smoothie Queen was going to be on this week, and it is Dan, and it's a perfect day to have Dan on the show because I'm feeling really exhausted with the firemen coming and evacuating the area at was a little before 4 o'clock this morning, and I'd stayed up too late and I was getting really tired, and I'm like, yes, I definitely need rest in my life. And it was when I was feeling, I was going through being sick, and someone who's a friend on Facebook suggested, intentional resting and told me about Dan. And I went to his site and I was like, oh, I so need this. And I think that we all need it. So stay tuned. You are in for a real treat. I would like to also just take one quick moment, and if we could all just breathe love into our hearts and just send a wash of love out to the people in Japan that are dealing with this natural disaster. And I saw, you know, some of the pictures on the news, and it doesn't look like a lot of fun. So I've been sending, blessings and good wishes. And if we could just take one more breath. Send everybody lots of love, safety, and whatever it is that they need coming to them right now. All right, so Dan Howard is a founder of Intentional Resting, and it's an amazingly simple, revolutionary way to reduce stress, enhance healing, calm overworked adrenal glands, experience inner stillness, and instantly bring yourself into the present moment awareness. Dan's been written about in O, the Oprah magazine, and other major newspapers and publications on 3 continents. He's shown thousands of people all over the world how they can move from stress to rest in 30 seconds or less while they're awake. His unique approach to rest has been described as revolutionary by some, and Jack Canfield, author of Chicken Soup for the Soul, said, "It's so simple and it works." Located in Salt Lake City, Utah, Dan maintains a practice where he teaches people how to access more rest in their bodies and weave intentional resting into their daily lives for success and healing. Dan's intention is to revolutionize our approach to rest so we can rest while awake and provide an easy tool to use for the rest of our lives. Through teleconferences, public speaking engagements, and products, Dan is reaching out to millions of people, inviting them into a deeper relationship with themselves through rest. While he's resting, Dan enjoys riding his mules in the Wasatch Mountains, adventuring with his pack into the backcountry, and spending time with his beautiful grandbabies. And I am thrilled to have Dan on the show. Thank you, Dan. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for inviting me. I'm literally looking forward to our conversation.
Yes, I had a session with Dan talking to the listeners here, and it was absolutely fabulous. It was actually more than I expected, and I expected it to be good. And I'm looking forward to having more sessions with you. And I also got Dan's 30-day resting program, and I've been doing that, and it just takes a couple minutes to get into that peaceful place. And I know I've had many different practices in my life that get me there, but this method right now is really working for me, and I appreciate it. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. So before we get into talking about what intentional resting is, how did you come to intentional resting? How did you come up with this?
I've been a student of the energy of the body since 1984. Back when I was talking about the energy of the body, science and medicine wouldn't acknowledge that, and so people would think I was crazy. And now that we know that almost everything about the body is energetics, you know, the energy, in fact, that's the buzzword. I've been talking about it for a long time. And so as I would teach people about the energy of the body and all the intricate ways that it, not from a scientific side, but from a just an awareness side, I started wondering how could I do something that was more simple. I used to teach these workshops that were really long. And, people would kind of walk out of there and scratch their head and go, I think I understood what he said. So I got real curious, and I opened up this big space of wonder in my body and said, I'm wondering how I can, what kind of a tool can I come up with that could effectuate transformation or change? Because what I'm looking for is that place where people can drop into stillness inside of their being, because when a person becomes still inside of their being and quiet, they have so much more energy available to be present to something, to love, to ecstasy, to bliss. And so it was in that quest and that to find something so simple that somebody that's been to 100 workshops and really working hard, and to a truck driver that maybe not attended any workshop about transformation, could get some form of peace in their being. And what came to me was the intentional resting method. And the cool part about it is it came to me in the middle of the night. And it was after about 6 months of really wandering into this big space of, and I'd have some ideas and go, no, that's too hard still. No, that's too hard. And then in the middle of the night, this came to me, and I just went, oh, that's it. That's it. And since then, I've been able to share it with thousands of people. It works. It just works. It works. It works.
Wonderful. So how does someone go from being stressed to rested in 30 seconds or less?
Okay. Well, the method is so simple to learn, and I want to share it with you. One of the main things that the way that a person can go from stress to rest is it's about choice. It's about first noticing and then choice. Okay? If a person doesn't even notice, if they're not able to notice when they're stressed, then they can't actually move towards rest. So a lot of what I teach with, share with people is how to start identifying ways that they are stressing themselves out, or start noticing places that they're stressed in their bodies. And the moment that a person notices that they're stressed, then they have a choice. There's a choice point. What are they going to choose to do over the next little while? They can continue with in the energy that they're running, or they can choose to have a different experience. And they've got to be willing to choose to have a different experience. And that's one of the ways that people will move from stress to rest.
Absolutely. Yeah, if we don't know where we're at, we can't get anywhere else.
Right.
I definitely agree. And I've experienced that myself a lot. And even with as much as I've experienced that and practiced that, it surprises me how quickly I can go to that place of being frenetic in my energy. And, I notice it now, and it's very uncomfortable. We have just one more minute before we go to a short break. And when we get back from the break, I look forward to hearing more. And I don't know if you could, you know, guide us through some examples, but there are, it's such a simple subject. And yet I know that, from looking on your site, you have such a wealth of information that I'm looking forward to just learning more and more about this and resting with you. So we'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
Great.
Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Lynette McKenzie is on a mission to raise the resonance of the listeners, inspire them to heal their wounds, and live their passion. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, radio for your body and soul, features renowned healers, teachers, and change agents who are leading the way in advanced thought in the areas of sex, spirit, finding your purpose, living your passion, and befriending your body. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette. Radio for your body and soul will enliven you, give you hope, expand your mind, and put the sparkle in your eyes. This talk radio show addresses serious issues while remaining lighthearted and fun. Lynette is masterful at combining humor and energy-raising techniques to give listeners an instant energetic boost and a heartfelt smile. If you're ready to open to ecstasy and expand your mind, tune in, tune on, and get live with Lynette. Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, go to OpeningToEcstasy.com or OpenLiveNow.com.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary, and live an inspired life.
Are you taking too many oral pain pills and concerned about side effects? Are you having trouble getting to sleep because of the pain? Well, I'm Lou Paradise. I had the same problems you have. Cured my pain, eliminated pain pills and their side effects by developing Toprasin, pain relief and healing cream. Toprasin relieves pain without side effects. It doesn't burn, it doesn't smell, and it doesn't stain. But don't just take my word for it. Doctors, pharmacists, and pain specialists are using and recommending Toprasin and ending the suffering for thousands of people just like you. We know you're hurt. We want to help. We're so sure Toprasin will work for you, we offer a money-back guarantee. So if you want pain relief with no side effects, ask for Toprasin. Toprasin is available at Bi-Mart, New Seasons, and other fine health food stores and co-ops. Ask for Toprasin or call 1-800-959-1007 for a store nearest you. That's 1-800-959-1007. Toprasin, the last pain medicine you'll ever need, and you can sleep on that.
Do you ever get so frazzled you find it difficult to function? Many people are experiencing more stress and fear than ever. When we react from this place of fear and stress, we end up damaging relationships and creating more grief in our lives. Lynette McKenzie has a solution for you. The Energy Emergency Toolkit. 10 easy tools to go from frazzled to fantastic in 5 minutes. Visit OpenLiveNow.com and download your free Energy Emergency Toolkit and go from frazzled to fantastic now.
1230 WBLQ.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back. You're listening to Opening to Ecstasy. I'm your host, Lynette McKenzie. And today, the topic is resting your way into ecstasy. And we have Dan Howard, who's the founder of the Intentional Resting Method. And before we went to break, Dan, you were describing just how to so easily go into that place of rest by, first of all, being aware if you're not in a state of rest and then choosing it.
Yeah, maybe this might be a good time to just go ahead and share the intentional resting method. Because what I was leading into is like, okay, the way that a person can go from stress to rest, first of all, has to recognize that they're not rested. And then they have to realize and catch themselves when they're stressed, and then they have to choose. And then once the point that they choose to have a different experience, that's when the intentional resting method can be applied. So would this be a good time to go ahead and walk the listeners through this?
It'd be perfect. Okay. I would like to, even though I've been doing it, I like being walked through it again too.
Okay. So this is my gift to everybody. This is the method. It's so simple to learn, and it's so accessible to use. And the easiest way that you can understand it is I tried to share this so that you get it, a body sensation, a body experience of this. So first of all, notice, pick an area of your body that you might have a lot of, that you might experience some pain. Or you might, if your mind's really racy right now, you could choose your mind. Alright? So pick an area of your body like your knee or your shoulder or something, your jaw or something like that. Okay, whatever you feel pain in, place where you feel pain. All right.
So when, what if it's hard to pick?
well, pick one. Most people, when I do say this, they have two or three areas that are usually sore. So just let's pick one for right now. Okay. Now, what happens when most of the time when somebody starts feeling pain? The first thing that they do is they go into some type of a force, or they engage their willpower, and they try to make it feel better. And so if you could get into your best, you're going to make it feel better, okay, and try to force that area of your body to stop hurting. And just notice what you notice in your body. Notice if the pain goes away or if it increases or stays the same. Okay. Now, I've never had anybody say, oh, gosh, I feel better. They always go, well, it usually feels worse, because what happens is the moment you start engaging force, you're putting more energy towards that place, and it's already a heightened state of energetics currently. So then when that force doesn't work, the next thing that most people do as a technique is they go into ignoring. They'll ignore it. They think, well, if I just ignore this pain in my shoulder long enough, it'll go away, and maybe tomorrow or sometime it'll go away. So just try ignoring it and pretend like it's not hurting you or bothering you, and just notice what you notice in your body. Okay? I haven't had anybody say that they thought that that really worked very well either. Maybe a little bit. And so now what I'd like you to do is just to say this phrase. Say, I'm resting for, and then name the area. Like, I'm resting for, say if it were your shoulder, you'd say, I'm resting for my shoulder now. Or if it's your jaw, you'd say, I'm resting for my jaw now. And then just pause. And notice what you notice in your body. Now, as soon as that happens inside of your body, you choose this resting and you say this resting phrase, like I'm resting for, and like my shoulder now. What some of the things that you might experience? Some people, Martha Beck in her article or column in Oprah, she had this chunking sensation. It was like all of her energetics just lined up, and she felt like she dropped into herself in this real, just powerful way. And other things that you could look for is like a softening, or just like a melting away of the pain in that area. And what you're doing in that moment is choosing rest over stress, over the adrenaline. And there's this calming that happens. And I experience it as almost instantaneous. I've had one woman on a large call that we were on had been in chronic pain in her hips and lower back, and was able to for 10 years, and she hadn't been out of pain. And she just blurted right out in the middle of the call and said, "Wait a second, 10 years, and I don't feel any pain right now. What do I do without this pain?" And I said, "Please just enjoy it, my dear. You know, don't worry, you can create it again. But let's just take a minute and enjoy that moment." So that's the basics of the intentional resting method. It's so simple. It's so accessible. And one of the other phrases that I use is I say, I'm resting into like my shoulder. You could say I'm resting into my shoulder now. And sometimes one works better than the other, and I'm not sure exactly why, but what I'm looking for and what I would invite you to look for is when you sit, the one that softens the most, the one that you feel the most calming in your body, that's what you're looking for. That worked. If you try one that didn't work so good, try the other one. All right? So that's the basics of the intentional resting method. And it's so simple, but yet there are so many applications for this. And
yeah,
we get to,
on your,
to
on
talk
your site.
A little bit more about that.
Yeah, I had a couple questions, and that's one of them is, you know, from your site, I was surprised how many applications there were. So could you talk more about that? I mean, I know that there was a whole lot more than just using it for a body pain or having a particular moment of stress.
Yes.
Could you say more about all the different uses for this method?
Sure. The one thing about this is it's not a sit down, lie on the couch type of process. It's an active process. You can do it while you're walking. I had a marathon runner that I shared this with that had knee problems and thought she was going to have to stop running. And I shared this with her and told her, here, you can use it in this way. And so when you're running next time, just say, and your knee starts bothering you, say, I'm resting for or I'm resting into my knee now. And she called me back a week later saying, you're not going to believe this. And I said, yeah, I'd probably believe it. Go ahead and tell me what happened. And she said, it took about 5 steps. And after 5 steps, the pain in the knee just went away. It just softened. It just went away. And she's still running and has great times.
So the pain, she did the resting as she was running.
Yes, she didn't have to stop. It's not like she had to stop, sit down, and rest. You can do it while you're still in the activity.
So how this be for, I know that a lot of my listeners have written about like just going through their day and getting unhappy because they feel like they have so much to do. And there's a lot of, you know, women, it seems particularly, that are, you know, multitasking with so many different roles that they're playing, and so many women, you know, trying to run businesses or, you know, have jobs that are really important to them. And then, you know, family, relationships, taking care of the house, trips, all these things, and then taking care of your body and eating right and all these ideas of how you think you're supposed to be. And they're pushing themselves really hard. And a lot of people are kind of in a constant state of stress and not enjoying that. So how could they rest while still accomplishing things in their life? How could they rest for this overwhelm that they're experiencing?
Great. Well, the two things I want to talk about, and I'm hoping that we'll get back to this one, that's like the configuration of their energetics about how they're doing their work, okay? That's a whole topic that I'd like to talk about if we get there today. But the way that they can engage it directly and make it useful right now, one of the things that you can do is if you're just as you're about ready to start into an activity, whatever the activity is, it could be with your children or something like that. If right when you go into the activity and you're just about ready to engage your children and you're going to have dinner or something, you can simply say, I'm resting into this dinner now, and I'm wondering how great it can be. I'm resting into this activity with my child now. And what happens is it gets you present. It gives you the opportunity to let go of all of the things that you've been doing, all the stresses, all the different activities for the day. One of the things I share with people, if you have a lot of details to take care of, okay, and it feels like it's daunting and overwhelming, so right in the moment that you go into overwhelm, like, oh my gosh, I don't know how I'm going to do all these details, the moment you go into overwhelm, you kick your adrenals in. And when the adrenals kick in, now all of a sudden you're going to do the details, but you're going to use a whole much more energy being stressed out than if you can engage it from a restful state. So one of the things that you can do is say, I'm resting into all of these details. And sometimes I throw in a question, a wonder question, like, I'm wondering how easeful it can be. Because what happens is, When we think about something that's in front of us and the details about it, and we go, oh no, this is going to be really hard, or this is going to be stressful, we are already creating the energy by which we will engage that activity. So if we engage it from a place of, oh, this is going to be really hard, well, guess what? You're going to start creating, yeah, this is really hard, because you're already starting to engage the adrenal gland. You're already engaging it in stress.
Yeah, and I've definitely done that myself when I notice I'm approaching the activity from a place of resistance. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just like trying to get my child to do something from a place of resistance. The whole activity is no fun. But once it becomes his idea and he's present with it, you know, then whatever we're doing can be fun.
Right.
You know, all from that little shift inside. Just a little shift that makes all the difference in the world.
Yes, and when you're engaging in him and he's resisting and you're trying to force him, see, now you're using force to get him to be engaged. So, you know, so especially with children, if you're trying to force the scenario and you're not coming at it from a rested space of open invitation, children feel that right off. And sometimes they won't want to engage you and they'll go into resistance. Like how many of adults, how many of you like to be told what we're going to do?
Yeah,
but
absolutely.
If there's an invitation of, here, this, some spaciousness, here, I've got an idea. How would you like to do this? Most of us will go, oh, yeah, let's do it. So even how you engage the activity, if it's coming from a place of force.
It's time for a break. So I invite everyone over the next couple minutes while we're on a break to practice resting into these moments. We'll be right back.
Lynette McKenzie is on a mission to raise the resonance of the listeners, inspire them to heal their wounds, and live their passion. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul, features renowned healers, teachers, and change agents who are leading the way in advanced thought in the areas of sex, spirit, finding your purpose, living your passion, and befriending your body. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul will enliven you, give you hope, expand your mind, and put the sparkle in your eyes. This talk radio show addresses serious issues while remaining lighthearted and fun. Lynette is masterful at combining humor and energy-raising techniques to give listeners an instant energetic boost and a heartfelt smile. If you're ready to open to ecstasy and expand your mind, tune in, tune on, and get live with Lynette. Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, go to OpeningToEcstasy.com or OpenLiveNow.com.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Do you ever get so frazzled you find it difficult to function? Many people are experiencing more stress and fear than ever. When we react from this place of fear and stress, we end up damaging relationships and creating more grief in our lives. Lynette McKenzie has a solution for you. The Energy Emergency Toolkit. 10 easy tools to go from frazzled to fantastic in 5 minutes. Visit OpenLiveNow.com and download your free Energy Emergency Toolkit and go from frazzled to fantastic now.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
1230 WBLQ.
Welcome back. You're listening to Opening to Ecstasy. I'm your host, Lynette McKenzie, and I'm talking today with Dan Howard, who's the founder of Intentional Resting, the Intentional Resting Method. You can find him at intentionalresting.com. That's intentionalresting.com. And intentional resting is an amazingly simple, revolutionary way to reduce stress, enhance healing, calm overworked adrenal glands, experience inner stillness, and instantly bring yourself into present moment awareness. So Dan, I wanted to ask you about the way that most of us, I know myself certainly, are trained to not be resting. Have you found that to be the way that most people move through the world is, you know, not in a natural state of, the natural state of rest?
Yes, it's quite an interesting phenomenon. I believe that rest is our innate natural state of being. I think that every cell of our being knows how to rest. That's why we have all of these systems in our body to create this state of homeostasis, so that there's a balancing sequence of our body, so that we can move through the world in this present awareness, in this present state of rest. And I think what happens, we get taught how not to rest at a very young age. And it happens, you know, between the ages of 2 and 5. And, you know, we're busy playing and we're doing whatever, and then pretty soon we're taught, like, okay, here's what you need to do in order to be a success in our eyes from the parents' sake. You need to go and get all of these good grades, and you need to do this, and you need to get this career. You need to make all this money. You need to do X, Y, and Z in order to feel good about yourself. And that's kind of not, and society does that as well. And so we get taught how not to rest. Work harder and harder and harder. Get harder, you know, get better grades. And these scenarios that, that we take on as children, they start playing us. And so it's really easy for people to get caught up into having so much to do and not as much time to do it in. And then when you get caught in that, it's like, okay, I'm going to do one more thing. Like, if I do just one more thing today, then I will feel good about what I've done today. Well, what if you did one less thing? Or what if you took resting through the day rather than I'll rest tonight? So I know that there's this concept of the concept of rest is not a new concept, but how I'm approaching rest is a new concept. A lot of people think, well, I'll rest later tonight, or when I get home, I can't wait to get home because I'm going to rest. Well, what if you were able to start engaging rest actively every day in, you know, 4 or 5 times throughout the day? And so I look for moments where I can rest for 30 seconds, see, because it can happen in 30 seconds, like many of you experienced. So I look for those opportunities to take me out of the sequences that I was taught, like to work harder all the time. Because that's, you know, it's a pattern, it's a habit that I, you know, was put on me, that I accepted. And so I'm constantly rewiring my nervous system to look for moments of rest. Let me give you an example of a resting moment that maybe a lot of you might not think of. Resting while you're driving. Now, I don't suggest that you close your eyes on this type of a thing. But what happens when most people are in a commute or they're driving, they, you know, white knuckle, full attention, like, you know, and you've got to be paying attention. That's great. But how much energy do you want to be using in the attention state? There's attention, and then there's stressful attention. A lot of people, when they get home from their commutes, they're exhausted. They're like, oh gosh, I just gotta, you know, I'm tired, because it's, you know, it's pretty intense. And what if while you were driving, you just paused for a moment and said, I'm resting into this drive now, and took a breath. And you did that a couple times along the trip, along the way. And what happens is, you know, you're going to go from point A to point B, and you're going to use X amount of energy. But what happens is when you add the stress on top of it, you actually burn more of your energy so that you have more depletion. So, you know, I see intentional resting method it's part of our energy management. How do we want to manage our energy, and how do we move through the world in a state of rest? Looking for opportunities to break the cycle of stress, adrenal fatigue, which is rampant in our country right now. So I'm looking for opportunities to break that cycle inside of myself, and I'm inviting other people to do the same. It's similar, like you can accomplish this in some different ways too. You can just, there's a lot of breath techniques, like if you would stop for a moment and just take a calming breath, that has some level of changing up the cycle, you know. So what I recommend doing for people is I have a prescription of five rests, a minimum of five rests a day. Like you could be typing on the computer, you could be doing something and just pause for 30 seconds and say, I'm resting from my whole body now. And pause for 30 seconds. So if you do that for five times a day, that's 2.5 minutes. That's not very long. Now, the thing about the pausing, the energetic, you know, when you take that pause, what the frenetic energy, we talked about frenetic energy a little bit earlier, what happens is the frenetic energy has a tendency to build up and build up and build up. It's kind of like blowing up a balloon. You blow up a balloon and you keep the pressure in there, and pretty soon, you know, it wants to, it's ready to burst. But what if you take these pauses, you know, I call them energetic resets, pauses, breaks. But when you pause and rest for, say, 30 seconds, you give the frenetic energy time to just slough off and distill. And then you get to start with some new, fresh energy about what it is that you're going to do next. Does that make sense?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I'm doing it as we're talking. and I'm finding myself not wanting to talk. Doing it as I'm listening. So I can see this. You'd be using this as a way to reset your energy system towards rest rather than just automatically unconsciously going into stress.
Yes.
On your site somewhere, or maybe on a video of yours, one of them, you asked the question, how many times would you like to feel rested in a day? And I was like, ah, I like that.
Yeah.
I definitely had lived my life in such a way that rest was something I was going to get to later, and most days, actually, that would mean the moment my head hit the pillow, and then it'd be hard to go to sleep because I hadn't rested, you know, all day or, you know, any day, and always had more to do. And I was, when I first heard, when someone recommended intentional resting, I was thinking, okay, well, I'm sick right now, so I'll just see what they have to say about resting. I had assumed it had meant, you know, lying down, being asleep, that sort of thing. And I was very pleased to learn that you can rest, you know, be in a state of rest. And I've done similar exercises myself in other ways and with my clients, but not calling it rest and not thinking of it that way. And just that shift has been really, really helpful to me, to think about letting my body rest. When I did some Qigong years ago, the most helpful thing for me was the idea of, you know, having effort on, you know, putting weight on one leg and having the other one completely relax, the idea of resting, of letting the body move and then let it go. And that it feels a lot the same for me when you talk about the intentional resting. It's that same feeling in my body of like, ah, okay, I'm present. I'm letting go.
Yes. I one of the things that I really encourage people that I coach and teach, and I encourage them to start reframing their minds to start looking at the world as how they experience today in the state of rest. Because most of the time people are experiencing it from, oh my gosh, I was stressed out. You're not going to believe my day. And you hear people talking about it, and then the next person will say, oh yeah? Well, you think that's nothing. My day was so stressful, blah, blah, blah. And that becomes this around the water cooler, this conversation about who has the most stressful day. And for me, it's like, oh, I that's too bad. I really had this day. You know what? I felt so rested by 11 o'clock that I had so much energy and blah, blah, blah. So I invite you all to start potentially looking at the world and seeing how often that you can obtain, or how much restful energy that you can move through the world. And that doesn't mean you don't do anything. You don't just sit around and, okay, I'm not going to do anything. No, you, how can you do an activity in a restful way that at the end you just go, wow, that was really cool?
Wonderful. And another thing you'd pointed out, I think was on a video of yours, is that every time that you notice that you're stressed is an opportunity to choose rest.
Yes, absolutely.
So we're going to go on a break in just a minute, and when we come back, what I want to talk to you about is if it's possible to do intentional resting around, you know, sort of psychological states or painful events, you know, certain inner experiences that could be causing, you know, angst or, you know, a lot of women write to me about the way they feel about their body. It's a really common thing to feel very judgmental about their body and feel like they're supposed to look some way different than what they do and be different than how they are. So when we come back, I'm going to ask you about that.
Great.
All right. You've been listening to Opening to Ecstasy on Transformation Talk Radio. We're talking with Dan Howard about intentional resting. And when we come back, we're going to get into some, oh, and Dan also, when we come back, he has a really wonderful, generous offer, not only his free offer on his site, but the first 10 people to go to his site with a code he's going to give you are going to get a free MP3 with bits of his work in there. So 10 lucky people are going to be getting a special free gift from Dan. That'll be in the next segment. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Lynette McKenzie is on a mission to raise the resonance of the listeners, inspire them to heal their wounds, and live their passion. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul, features renowned healers, teachers, and change agents who are leading the way in advanced thought in the areas of sex, spirit, finding your purpose, living your passion, and befriending your body. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul will enliven you, give you hope, expand your mind, and put the sparkle in your eyes. This talk radio show addresses serious issues while remaining lighthearted and fun. Lynette is masterful at combining humor and energy-raising techniques to give listeners an instant energetic boost and a heartfelt smile. If you're ready to open to ecstasy and expand your mind, tune in, tune on, and get live with Lynette. Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, go to OpeningToEcstasy.com or OpenLiveNow.com.
Do you ever get so frazzled you find it difficult to function? Many people are experiencing more stress and fear than ever. When we react from this place of fear and stress, we end up damaging relationships and creating more grief in our lives. Lynette McKenzie has a solution for you. The Energy Emergency Toolkit. 10 easy tools to go from frazzled to fantastic in 5 minutes. Visit OpenLiveNow.com and download your free Energy Emergency Toolkit and go from frazzled to fantastic now.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transforming the world one listener at a time.
Reservage Organics offers you the most advanced anti-aging product available. Our organic-based resveratrol formula, brought to you from the heart of our exclusive vineyards in southern France, has been clinically proven to reactivate your longevity gene and help preserve your youth. By including Reservage resveratrol in your daily regimen, you can enhance cardiovascular function, metabolism, mental acuity, and collagen production. If you want to regain your youthful radiance and enhance your longevity, do so with the world's finest resveratrol from Reservage Organics. Why wait? Visit your local retailer and start the anti-aging process today. Reservage Organics, committed to the extension of youth naturally. Available online at Reservage.com and at the Vitamin Shop, Vitamin World, and Whole Foods Market. Visit Reservage.com and feel vitality today.
1230 WBLQ.
Welcome back. You're listening to Opening to Ecstasy on Transformation Talk Radio. Today we're talking with Dan Howard, and he's teaching us about intentional resting. You can find Dan's website at intentionalresting.com. Hello, Dan.
Hi.
So before we went to break, I was asking you if we could rest for sort of like psychological states. It's something that I've struggled with myself and pretty much all the female clients that I have worked with. Excuse me, I've gotten over a cold and my voice still kind of comes and goes a bit. But they've all mentioned that same pain about, either hating some specific parts of their body or just feeling that in general they're not attractive enough or that they could be happier loved if only they looked better, some degree of, some sort of mild to severe, someone's very severe self-hatred and thinking that they should be different than they are, which is kind of like, beating and whipping yourself with, you should be different, so was intentional resting work for that sort of mental state of being?
Absolutely, yes. And what happens is anytime you become entangled in something or contracted around, it's the same thing. Like you get caught up in this loop of this is the way it is, this is my story, this is what I believe about it, and this is the only way that I can see the world. Like, so I hate myself because of the way I look. I feel so sad about that. And it happens in so many ways for people because they don't see the beauty of their soul, they don't see the beauty of their hearts. And so when something like that comes up for me, or in sharing it with somebody, the thing that I like to do is go right after it. I don't, don't go after anything else. I would rest right into my self-hatred. I'm resting into my self-hatred now. Okay, don't go to something else. Then the next thing that I would do is I would start resting for the stories and the beliefs around that, because what happens is a lot of their beliefs about their body have been conditioned or taught to us by society. This is the way a woman's supposed to look, or a man, and only these kind of women find husbands, and there's all kinds of stuff like that in there. And what I would invite people to do next is to start resting into their beliefs, the belief that's a belief structure. That if I look, I have to look this way to be happy. I have to look, that's a belief. And so if they'll stop for a moment and rest into the belief, and they can say, I'm resting into my belief that I have to look a certain way. And I'm resting into the stories that I tell myself about those beliefs now. And when you say that and you invite that in, there's something about intentional resting that drops people down inside of their being. It's inside, it's a body-centered thing. It goes in and it stills the vibration, the frenetic energy, the fears, the around those things. And when you can start resting for the beliefs and the stories, you might not get an instant, but you might. But what happens is the story and the belief start softening. Okay. One of the things that I don't believe is don't tell something to go away or stop, because if you do, it's going to keep persisting. So what I do is invite a state of restful, spacious invitation of rest around something so it starts softening, and then it loses its grip on you, rather than trying to make it go away. So if you try to tell somebody, just stop that self-hatred, that's not going to work. But if they say, gosh, why don't you just rest into yourself that hatred or that story or that belief about that? Rest into what you think the perfect woman is. Resting into my perfect me. I love that one. Just thought of it. I'm resting into the perfect me. Because, a lot of dissatisfaction is trying to be somebody else or trying to be something that is exterior to ourselves, trying to obtain something that's outside of ourselves rather than being and resting for what's so and what's inside of me. And so what I look for is anything that I can say as a phrase that drops me into myself, that softening, And pretty soon the patterns and the beliefs start unwinding. I was coaching one woman that literally could not say she loved one thing about herself. Not one thing. Okay? And I felt so sad. And the thing that was so cool, after two or three sessions of doing some resting and some softening and stuff, the third time we talked, you should have heard her. I almost couldn't get her to shut, be quiet. She's like, oh, I love how playful I am. I love my creativity. I love how I engage the world. I love how excited I am about life. And on and on and on and on. And it came from not trying to get her to do anything different than to just change her state of being with herself through resting. Does that make sense?
It makes so much sense. I love that. I know that so many people try to look in the mirror and say, I'm beautiful, and then something inside comes up more and says, ah, I'm ugly, I hate myself,
right.
There's sort of a fight, and you're suggesting that they drop the fight and rest into that. And I could talk to you about this for so long, but I want to make sure, because we're our time is getting really close to being up here, and I want to make sure that we get your information out there. I know on your site you have some really great free videos, and I'm not sure what all is free on your site. And then in addition to that, that you've so generously offered for 5 listeners to get a free gift. So could you tell the listeners about that and what you have to offer and how they can get that?
Great. Yeah, I have a lot of free stuff on my site. I have recorded teleconferences about a lot of different topics on there. You just have to go online and give your name and email address, and you get access to a lot of free stuff. So what I'm wanting to give 5 people, I have 2 MP3s on there. One's called Deep Rest. It's a 25-minute track that is really phenomenal. Seeing that I do say so myself. And if you, the first 5 people that log on and they use this coupon code Deep Rest, no space, Deep Rest 5. The first 5 will get free, and then I have a sleep CD, so if some of your listeners don't sleep well, I have an MP3 for people who don't, for sleeping, and so they would use the coupon code SLEEP5. No space after the P, SLEEP5. And the number 5, not, they don't spell out 5, it's the actual number 5 on both
so
of them.
So they would go to intentionalresting.com.
Yes.
And then there would be a place where they could go to, as if they're going to order.
Yes, go into products, select an MP3, the digital version, because I have CDs and the digital version, and then they would go to purchase, and at checkout there's a place for a coupon code, and you would put in Deep Rest and then number 5.
Okay, great. So intentionalresting.com is Dan's site. There's all kinds of free gifts there, all sorts of free information about intentional resting. And then you can go to products and you get the digital version, and then enter the coupon code either Deep Rest 5 or Sleep 5. And there'll be 5 of the Deep Rest 5 for people, and 5 people will get the Sleep 5.
Great.
All right, Dan, we have, actually, I guess there's only 2 minutes that I need to announce my next guest for the next show. And
okay.
The time went so quickly with you, and
yes.
I so appreciate having you on the show. And I really encourage people to check out your site. And I don't want too many people to sign up for you for private sessions, because I'm hiring you. But, yes, may we all change from having stress be our state of being to having rest be our reference point. Thank you, Dan.
Yes. Thank you.
And thank you, everyone, for listening to Opening to Ecstasy, Transformation Talk Radio. Next week, Barbara Buckley, erotic spirituality coach, will lead us to Dare to Receive. What is it that keeps us from opening to our pleasure and our desire? And it comes back to loving our bodies. So come back next week, same time, on Opening to Ecstasy, and you will be led to a deeper love of your body. Dare to Receive next week. I'll meet you here then.
You've been listening to Opening to Ecstasy, live with Lynette, radio for your body and soul. Tune in each Friday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com for more of Opening to Ecstasy, live with Lynette. Contact Lynette at OpeningToEcstasy.com or OpenLiveNow.com or call 541-982-2707. That's 541-982-2707.